Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
The loss of human life will always be devastating. On February 17, 2009, a woman who made a tremendous impact in the world of cancer research was taken away by a man who just wanted a payout. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Eugenia E. Calle, born in 1952, grew up in Fairlawn, Ohio, attended high school in the 1960s, and received her bachelor's degree in medical communications from Columbia University, and then her doctoral in epidemiology from Ohio State University. After working at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the area of cancer risk assessment, and later the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the Agent Orange projects, Eugenia joined the American Cancer Society and in 1989 became the director of their study management group. By 1999, she was the director of the analytic epidemiology in epidemiology and surveillance, and was later promoted to vice president of epidemiology, and while still at the ACS, directed the cancer prevention study and two landmark studies on the links between obesity and cancer, advancing the understanding of risk factors for both breast and ovarian cancer, and research on hormonal replacement therapy. In addition to all of this success, she was instrumental in developing the ACS cancer prevention studies, served as a member of the National Cancer Institute's Board of Scientific Counselors, the American Epidemiology Society, was an adjunct professor at the Rollins School of Public Health and Emory University, and was on the boards of several prominent cancer journals. She was incredibly intelligent, remarkably talented, and beloved in her field. She was 57 years old and, after losing her husband to cancer years before, had recently gotten engaged to a local attorney. And at the beginning of 2009, she retired from her post at the American Cancer Society and was preparing for this new chapter of her life. Roughly 2 weeks later, a man knocked on the door of her Atlanta condominium and asked if he could take a look around. Because of her upcoming nuptials, Eugenia was getting ready to sell the place and move in with her fiancé. Seeing this man as a potential buyer, she happily let him inside and began conducting the tour all on her own. The man, later identified as Shamal Thompson, walked into the luxury unit and, without warning, began robbing Eugenia's home right in front of her. A scuffle ensued and ended when the thief grabbed her head and slammed it into the granite countertops. Fracturing her skull, Shamal took the life of Eugenia E. Calle, hid her body in the kitchen pantry, and proceeded to steal all of her money, credit cards, and jewelry. He then went on an elaborate spending spree and was later seen drinking and dancing at a bar while using her credit cards to bankroll his entire night. Eugenia's body was later found by her fiancé several hours after her death. Realizing that the money he initially stole wasn't going to be enough for him, Shamal went back to the condo the next day in order to grab some of the bigger items he couldn't get the day before. His greedy return gave officers a chance to catch up to him, and he was arrested. He later pleaded guilty to his crimes and was sentenced to life in prison in August of 2010. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on February 18th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.